The disciples returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all that they'd been doing and what they had taught. Then Jesus said, "Let's get away from the crowds for a while and rest." There were so many people coming and going that the disciples and Jesus didn't even have time to eat. So they were left by boat for a quieter spot. But many people saw them leaving and they ran ahead of them along the shore and met them as they landed. So a huge crowd was already there as they stepped from the boat. But Jesus felt sorry for them, and because he could see that they were like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus sat down with his disciples and began to teach the people many things. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "It is getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the nearby villages and farms and buy themselves some food." But Jesus said, "You feed them." "With what?" said Philip. "It would take a small fortune to buy food for all these people." "How much food do you have?" said Jesus. Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, he spoke up. "Here's a young boy," he said. "He has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that amongst so many people? Ask the boy to bring me the loaves and the fish," said Jesus. "And then get the people to sit down in groups of 50 each." Taking the loaves and the fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke them. And he gave them to his disciples to pass out to all the people. And they ate until they were full. "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted," said Jesus. So the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. When the people saw this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely this is the one, this is the prophet we have been expecting." Now Jesus saw that they were ready to take him and make him their king. So he went away into the mountains to be alone. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much indeed, Sue. No, the other way around. Well, I don't know what you make of that reading. 5,000 people out of 2 fish and 5 loaves. Shall I tell you what I feel? I feel hungry. Did anybody else not have a very big breakfast? Okay, well, I thought rather than have a sermon, let's see if we can find any food to feed you 400 people. Okay, not quite 5,000. So it just so happens that in the vestry, look what I found. I found some cooking stuff. And I found 2 eggs, just introduce you to my eggs. I'm very fond of them. This one's called Sam. Say hello, Sam. Hello, Sam. Oh dear, you are a bit quiet this morning. And this one's called Ella. Say hello, Ella. Say hello, Sam and Ella. Ha ha ha, boom boom. Right, now, has anybody got any ideas? Because I've got two eggs, I've got some butter, I've got some cheese, and I've got some salt and pepper and a little bit of water. Is there anything we could make that would feed us all? Omelette. Well, that's a brilliant idea. I hadn't thought of that. Omelette. Good idea. Is there anybody here that knows how to make an omelette that could help me? Is there anybody? Stick your hands up. Okay, there's a gentleman in the front row. Is there anybody a little younger? Yes, is it Mealy or Rosie? Is it Mealy? Yes. Mealy? Hetherington? No, did you not put your hand up? You didn't. She did. Okay, wonderful. Come on out. Is it Rosie or Amelia? I'll muddle you up. Amelia. Amelia. Well done, Amelia. Round of applause for Amelia. Now, Amelia, have you cooked an omelette before? You have? Oh, fantastic. That, my luck's in. Okay, so we ought to put one of these on quickly. This is so much better than a sermon, isn't it? Did you say yes? You've been here quite a while, haven't you? Very wise girl. A little bit big, that, but never mind. Shall I put one on as well? Okay, so omelette. Do you know how to make an omelette? Okay, so tell us what we do first. First thing we need is probably a bit of... Do we need the gas on? I'm a bit worried that the first thing we do with a new church warden is to burn the church down, but there we are. There are worse things. There we are. Okay, good. Right, then there's a frying pan. Now what do we do? Put some butter in. There's some butter then, Amelia. Well done. We'll turn that down a bit. Just drop that in there. Oh, I hope you're getting hungry. Okay, just sit down on the steps. That's not too close, guys. Fantastic. So the butter's in there. Right, the next thing, what do we do next?
We put the eggs into there.
We put the eggs.
Crack
the eggs. No. Put the eggs. No, we can't crack salmonella. No, I think we ought to have an omelette, but the only condition is that salmonella don't get hurt and that I can have them back at the end. Is that all right? You have to crack them to make an omelette? Is she right? Does anybody here have a recipe for omelette that doesn't involve cracking the eggs? I'd like you to come out and help if you think. Are you serious? We can't. So I have to give up these eggs in order to feed you lot. Is that right? Amelia, you obviously know your stuff. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should have a sermon instead. Do you think it'll be worth it? You do? Oh, dear. All right. Should we say goodbye to salmonella? Go on, then. Turn it off or down. We'll turn it off. Yeah, the butter's melted. Thank you. Well done. We don't need it too hot. Okay. Oh, Sam. Oh, bye-bye. Well done. And Ella, I suppose you want to do the same with Ella. Oh, Ella, bye-bye. Oh, ruthless. Oh, put her in there. Right, now what? We whisk them. Well, there we are. Fantastic. Do we want a little bit of water?
No.
Not the way you make it. Okay. That's fine. I have it just in case. Do you want some salt and pepper? Well done. Oh, I'm so glad we've got an expert here. I thought your dad had been putting on weight. And I can see why now. That's fantastic. Okay. Shall I put the heater back on? And you sure you don't want a little bit of water?
Yeah.
You're absolutely sure? Just because there's 400 of us. It might make it go a bit further. But no, we don't need to. Don't need to. Just a tiny drop. Go on. Just a tiny, tiny smidgen. Well done. Well done. Okay, nice. Big whisk, whisk, whisk. Oh, Sam and Ella. Oh, Sam. The whisk go down there. Okay, off we go then. How exciting! Ooh, can you hear that? Can you smell it? You'll smell it in a minute. Oh, that looks like the best omelette I have ever seen in my life. Could you come around and do some cooking at the vicarage for us? Would that be possible? No? Look at that! Absolutely amazing. I can't show you. I will in a minute. And then what? Cheese! Do we need cheese?
Once it's heated up a bit.
Okay. There's the cheese already grated. Oh, this is so good. Oh, go on, be generous. Throw it all in. Yeah, go on, all of it. Wow-wee. Go on. Oh, well done, Amelia. You are such a chef. Have you ever thought about going on MasterChef or Bake Off? I think you'd do very well. Excellent. And then what? Leave it for a few minutes. Now, I wonder how we're going to cut that 400 ways. It's going to be a challenge, isn't it? But maybe just you and I will eat it. What are you going to turn over? Ooh, lovely jubbly. Ooh. Oh, that does look absolutely amazing, and it smells incredible. Did I not say this would be better than a sermon? It is, isn't it, Ian? Yeah, I thought so. Wow, Amelia, you are a genius. Do you know what? I look at that and I smell it, and I can almost taste it, and I think it was worth giving up salmonella for. Because I'm going to get some back, but actually not just me. Amelia's going to have some, and you're all going to get a piece. Well, if you're lucky, some of you are. And then we turn it off. And it's done. Round of applause for Amelia. Well done. That was absolutely brilliant. Now, before we share it out, what's that got to do with the story that Sue just read for us? Well, I want you to think, imagine for a minute that little boy who had two fish and five loaves. We don't know anything about him, really. We don't know where he got the fish and the loaves from. Maybe it was his packed lunch. Maybe he had done some shopping for his mum and then he'd got caught up in the crowds going to hear Jesus. Either way, I bet when the disciples said to Jesus, look, there's a little boy with some fish and some rolls, I bet he thought, oh, they're mine. Shall I hide them or shall I share them? I bet he thought, they're so small, it wouldn't do any good sharing them with anybody else because it might just cause an argument. I bet he thought, my mum will kill me when I get home without the shopping. But amazingly, he had the courage to say, no, I'm going to give my rolls and my fish to Jesus. And when he did that, when he let go of something that was precious to him, even though it was very small, Jesus did something absolutely amazing, didn't he? He took it, he blessed it, he broke it, as we have done with salmonella this morning. And then he didn't just end up with an omelette. He ended up with enough food to feed 5,000 people plus with 12 basketfuls left over. Amazing story. Some of us this morning, you know, might be thinking, well, I haven't got very much to give to Jesus. I haven't got very much fish or loaves, or I haven't got very much faith, or I haven't got very much love, or I haven't got very much hope in the situation I'm in, or I haven't got very many skills or gifts, or I haven't got very much money compared with other people. And our temptation is always to say, well, I better keep it for myself because it won't make much difference anyway. And I think one of the things this story teaches us
is that Jesus today says to all of us, whether we're younger or older, he says, what have you got? He says that to you this morning. Even if you've come not sure if Jesus is really real, he says, well, what have you got? How much faith have you got? How much love have you got? How much compassion have you got? And then Jesus says what he said to the disciples. Let's see what we can do with it. Not you, what we can do with it. The amazing thing about this story, I think, is that it reminds us that even when we have a little, whatever it is, when we offer it to Jesus, he does amazing things with it and then invites us to share it with our friends, our neighbors, the whole community. And suddenly, though we thought we had little faith, he's multiplied it. We had little love, little compassion. It's grown, and he started to use us to help others, to serve the world. In a moment, I'm going to say a couple of prayers, and then I'm going to give this omelet over to Amelia, to her care, and she's going to, I'm sure, without burning anybody, share it out a little bit. Is that all right? But first, I'd like us just to say some prayers. In our last song tonight, this morning rather, in our last song, there's going to be an offering taken. And normally we take an offering for St. Mary's and for our ongoing work and supporting our mission partners, but it just felt to me as if this week it would be particularly important that we took an offering for the people of Nepal. And what I want to say to you is this, is that you might come with very little in your wallet or your purse. You may be looking forward to spending it on something, on some sweets after the service. But just maybe this morning, if we can offer everything we have to Jesus, he might take it and do something amazing amongst people who are in desperate need at the moment. So everything you give in this service, we will pass on to one of the charities working with the DAC in Nepal. But I'd love us to pray too about things that we brought with us. Let's just be really quiet and I'll lead us in a couple of prayers. Thinking about the things that maybe we've brought with us that we feel are too small to be any good to anybody else. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this story. We thank you for the little boy who had courage to give to you what he had and was able to see you doing amazing things with it. I pray for us this morning, every one of us. I pray that we will have the courage to give you the little we have, whether it's our gifts and our skills and our talents, our experience, our time, our energy, our finances, our faith, our hope, our love, our compassion. Lord Jesus, we ask that you'll take these things that we offer to you this morning, and here and around the world, that you'll take them and use them to make a real difference. And that you'll help us to know the privilege of being part of you making a difference in your world. In your name we pray. Amen. Great. We're going to sing our final hymn. I'm going to just check it. Is that all right, Amelia? I'll have the first bit just to make sure it's not poisonous. It is a bit hot. Oh, mom, that is delicious. That is the best omelette I have ever tasted in the whole of my life. You are a genius. Well done. Let's stand to worship God, shall we?